Dimitri Papadimitriou was co-leader of a panel of Mexican and U.S. experts that made recommendations about migration issues to Presidents Fox and Bush before their summit last February, and he's here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Politics aside, is there any reason to treat Mexicans different from the other illegal immigrants, Vietnamese, Chinese, or Haitians, or even other Latinos?
Well, I don't think you can ever take politics out of the picture, but there is actually quite a bit of logic to try to take a Mexican, separate them out, and treat them differently. If you had a major problem, as some people, many people in the United States, think that we do have with illegal immigration or any other issue, the first place where you might want to try to fix it in a fundamental way is with an agreement, in this case a U.S.-Mexico agreement, that would take care of most of your problem. So it makes sense from this perspective. It also makes sense from another perspective. If you are seeking certain things from the other party that are important to you, in this case, a great deal of organic cooperation with Mexico on issues that are also important to the United States, such as law enforcement issues. It is only Mexico that can provide those kinds of things for you. So just about all of the right kinds of forces can align themselves to make an extraordinary difference on things that are important both to Mexico and to the United States government.
Is there any way to implement an amnesty plan with limitations that would make all sides happy?
Well, never. We did this in 1986, and I must tell you that there are probably 15 or so other countries, developed world countries, that have done a number of amnesty plans over the past 20 years, maybe 30 or 40 of them. And you can never make everyone happy, but you have to start somewhere, and you have to set some rules, and you have to make some judgments, many of them political, as to what is possible and what is not possible. So you have to start somewhere.
Up to 4 million were said to be eligible for amnesty back in the mid-80s. Now here, what, 15, 16 years later, another amnesty program.
Correct. There is a big difference, I think, between 1986 and what we may or may not do in the year 2001 or 2002.
Or 15 years from now.
That's a fair point. The difference is that in 1986, we did things unilaterally. We decided to legalize a large number of people, and we decided to put in place a large number of unilateral enforcement programs that we thought might have a chance at reducing the illegal immigration flow. They have failed.
Sanctions on employers.
On employers, and some, although rather modest, increases in, you know, in border enforcement. Mm-hmm. Now, we've had 15 years to do that, and it has taken us 15 years to realize that programs of any sort, whether it is amnesties or enforcement, that try to go against market forces and against where a society is, will not really work out in the long term. So this amnesty, if indeed this is what we're going to do, and if indeed amnesty is part of a more comprehensive approach, then it will be different than what it was in 1986.
Thank you very much. Dimitri Papadimitriou is co-director of the Migration Policy Institute.